we are at page Nun Hey Amud Bet. Amar Rav Huna Bar Ami. Rav Huna Bar Ami said, Amar Rabbi Pedat, that he heard from Rabbi Pedat, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Haroe Chalom, the one that saw a dream, had a dream, Venafsho Alguma, and his spirit is sad, means that it was a bad dream. Yelech Vifterenu Bifne Shlosha, he should go and solve that dream in front of three people. So the Gemara is asking, if Terenu, he should solve it. Amar Rav Chisda, but Rav Chisda said, Chelma delo mi pashar, ke igrata delo mi karya. A dream that you haven't explained it, it's like a letter that you haven't read it. So it means that if you had a bad dream, it's better not to go to solve it. And then it's going to be like a letter that you never received, like nothing happened, and it's all going to be great. Why to go and to solve bad dreams? Someone going to tell you a horrible explanation. Well, now you're going to go to three people and every one of them going to give you an explanation. You don't need those troubles in your life. Ela Ema, so you should say, Yetivenu Bifne Shlosha. You're right. Don't go and solve it with three people. Go that they're going to make it better for you. What it means that they're going to solve it in a positive way. Yativenu bifnei shlosha. When someone is coming to you, that you're going to explain to him his dream, you should do that in a positive way. Everyone in my house knows to come to ask me for their solutions for their dreams. And one time my wife, she told me, people can have very weird dreams sometimes, very bad dreams. And they're coming, they saw someone died, and people chased after them, and they lost all of their teeth. I don't know what, all kinds of explosions can happen in a dream. And my wife told me, no, now I have a dream that even you will not going to be able to... to interpret it in a your accent is not not allowing me to respond.
If your name is Yosef, you interpret. But your name is Yosef Atzadik.
My name is Yosef Atzadik. Yes. So. She told me a horrible dream, a much horrible dream. And I told her, first of all, it's a good dream. Now let me think about the solution, don't worry. First of all, it's a very good dream. No doubt about it. Ela Eima, you should say, Yetivenu. He should go and make that dream to become good in front of three people. That they're going to interpret it to him. The Gemara now is explaining. Laite tlata, he should bring three. Veleima lehu, and he's going to tell them, Chelma tava chazai, I saw a good dream. This is your approach. You should come positive. Not to come, hey, I had a horrible dream. Say, you should come positive. I had an amazing dream, a good dream. Veleimru lehanach, and they're going to answer him, Tavahu vetava leheve. You're right, it's good, and it's going to become good. Only good things going to come out because of that dream. Rachmana leshavye letav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to make it good. Sheva zimnin ligzeru alach min shemaya delehebe tava. And then they need to say that seven times. Sheva zimnin seven times. Ligzeru alach min shemaya, that they're going to tell you from heaven delehebe tava. Means that they are messengers from heaven. They're going to say, mishamayim ligzeru alecha letav. From heaven they're going to say that your dream is good. And they're going to answer on that. Um, There is another way to learn it, not the day. The Tosfot is explaining in a different way. Tosfot is saying that Sheva Zimnin Nigzeru Alach Min Shamaya Delehev Et Ava. They mean not that they gonna tell you seven times that it's gonna be okay. Just seven times you should tell them, I had a good dream, and that they gonna answer to you, you had a good dream, and from heaven they're gonna make only good things out of it. So by first explanation, it's only that they gonna tell you seven times all perfect, and the other explanation by Tosfot that you and them gonna do the same ritual seven times.
It's a guy who got a problem with his back here in the yeshiva.
This yeshiva, someone has problems.
And he said,
nobody has problems.
And he said to the rabbi, you got a God who come to the yeshiva for a couple of days. I can't move, I can't put him in the bed, I can't even move. And then so a rabbi came with his dream. Was dreaming and came around and asked him where is your pain? So my God, here he hugged from the west, you know, the guy, and he cured. And then the other day he got up and it was fun.
Well,
and amazing. Then he went to see the rabbi and tell him, oh rabbi, I had a dream that you came to my dream and you called me, you know, strongly, and I got cured. Now I don't have any pain. Okay.
Nice. Okay. Nice dream.
Nice.
We have it, Ava, and it will be good.
He said it the other day.
Wonderful.
In the cafeteria. So you can come into your dream and cure you. Mm-hmm. It's in that level. I heard that from the Rabbi Berman.
What?
And this guy got scared. He said, get out of here. I don't need you here in my body. He got scared.
Wonderful. Now the Gemara is... I'm trying to understand a certain word here that I don't quite understand.
Why? It's not in English.
It's not in Yiddish.
It's not in Yiddish.
It's written here. Veleimru gimel hafuchot. Veleimru, and they're gonna say gimel hafuchot ve gimel peduyot. I don't understand that so much. Veleimru. After that they're gonna say that, after they're gonna say those words of that they're gonna decree on you from heaven that it's gonna be good, they should say Shalosh Hafuchot Veshalosh Shlomot Veshalosh Shlomot. The Gemara now is saying to us that after that they're gonna finish saying seven times that dream gonna be good, then they should say Shalom Alechem, then they should say Shalosh Hafuchot. Three verses that showing that explaining change, that something gonna be reversed, that the bad things will not gonna be and only good things gonna happen. Veshalosh peduyot, and three verses that gonna like reflect. Three verses that gonna bring. Now they are bringing certain bounty, certain light, certain shefa to that place. Now he came and he had a bad dream, and he's saying that it was a good dream, and they're saying you're right, it's a good dream, and from heaven it's gonna be a good dream, and they're doing it seven times. But now they're also bringing nine verses. Three that are bringing that power of transferring from a bad dream to a good dream. And then three p'duyot, three verses that gonna show that they're redeeming him from bad thing to good. Veshalosh Shlomot, and three verses that are talking about Shalom, about peace. And the Gemara is bringing Shalosh Hafuchot, the three ones that are going to transfer. The first one is Hafachta Mispedi Lemachol Li. Hashem, you reversed Mispedi. Like you mourning, lemacholi to a dance, my sadness to a dance, pitachta saki, you opened my sack. Sack, it's a way of dressing that mourners are dressing, a sack. Vataazreni simcha, and instead of that, you let me wear happiness like a belt. As this is the second one. As in the salvation, Tismach betula b'machol, the woman, the virgin, gonna be happy in the dance. Uvachurim uzkenim yachdav, and guys and old people gonna dance together. Ve'afachti evlam lesason, and I transfer their mourning, their sadness, to joy, to happiness. Lesason. Third verse. Velo ava, and Hashem didn't want it, Hashem Elokecha lishmoa el Bil'am, to listen to Bil'am. Vayahafoch, and he transferred it, and he switched it from curse to a blessing. So here we had three verses that are transferring from bad to good. Shalosh peduyot, three. You use the word Rav Avraham, redeemed. Redemptions. The first one, Dichtiv, that it's written, Pada b'shalom nafshi, Hashem redeemed with peace my nefesh, my spirit, mikerav li, from a war that I had on me. Krav, it's a battle, from a battle. Ufduyei Hashem yeshuvun, and the one that been redeemed, the redeemed ones of Hashem, yeshuvun, gonna go back, means gonna do tshuva, and gonna uvau tzion birnana, and they're gonna come to tzion berina, in happiness. You see that I'm not making it up. You need to come to live in Eretz Israel, in tzion. There is nothing to do. All of the Torah is talking about it. You hear me, Rabbi Avrum? You made the right move. Don't regret. Everyone should follow you now. This is it. Look, look, all of the verses. First redemption, second redemption, all of the ones that Hashem is redeeming, they're coming to Zion. The ones that are not in Zion, Hashem haven't redeemed them yet. They're still kept over there. They're still victims of the exile. Oh, Vayomer ha'am, this is the third one. The people said, El Shaul to Shaul, Hayyonatan yamut asher asa Yeshua. Now Yonatan gonna die, even though that he saved us. Actually, Shaul HaMelech made an oath that anyone that's gonna eat until the evening, he made a decree to make a fast, and that everyone that's gonna eat during the war, everyone that's gonna eat before of the evening gonna come, he will die. And Yonatan wasn't there. Yonatan did not hear what that his father Shaul said, that decree. And he saw chalat devash, he saw honey. How is it chalat devash?
Honeycomb.
Masrek devash. Really, it's the same.
Different
meaning. Honeycomb, and what? And he touched it with his staff. He touched it and ate from it. And Shaul HaMelech had to kill him. But then, chalat devash. I remember. Chalat devash. So, and then after it, they had Shaul HaMelech was supposed to kill him. But then Am Israel came and they redeemed Yonatan, and he didn't die. They redeemed him. They came to him. He won the war because of him, because of Yonatan. They won in that war. So they came to Shaul and told him, look, you cannot kill him. And they redeemed him. Shalosh Shlomot, three verses that are talking about peace. They should say to him, to the one that had a bad dream. And those are the three verses. Dichtiv, that it's written. Bore Niv Sfataim, Hashem is creating a certain way of speech, way of talking. Shalom, shalom. People gonna say shalom, shalom. Peace, peace. Hello, hello. This is it. This is gonna be the new way of talking. People will not gonna talk in a way of war. Will be no more arguments. Will be no more anger in the way of speaking. Just only peace and love and support and kindness. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. They're gonna say. L'rachok ve'l'karov, to the one that is far and to the one that is close, Amar Hashem, Urfativ, and I'm going to heal them. This is the first one. Ve'ruach lavsha et amashai, a spirit dressed, were amashai. Amashai, he received an extra spirit to him. And over there, here it's not written, they didn't brought all of the verse in the Gemara, but the verse is saying that spirit came to Amshai, good spirit, and he said, Lecha David, to you David we came, Ve'imecha ben Ishai, and we are with you, Shalom shalom lecha, ve'shalom leozrecha. Peace and peace to you, and peace to your helpers. Means that verse also is talking about peace that Hashem is bringing to the world, that they were not arguing with David HaMelech. Ve'amartem, third verse, Ve'amartem ko lechai, and you said that this is what that's going to be, Ve'ata shalom, that you're going to have peace, Uve'itcha shalom, and your house is going to have peace, Ve'kol asher lecha shalom, and everything that you have going to be surrounded with peace. Now the Gemara is bringing to us a story. Amimar Umar Zutra Verab Ashi, three righteous people, Tanai, Amoraim, that sat together. Habu Yatve Behade Hadade, they were sitting together. Amre, they sat and said to each other, Kol Chad V'chad Minan, every one and one of us, Leima Milta, gonna say a word, words of Torah, something new that our friends, that his friends, the other two, never heard before. Everyone should say chidush. If in your chidush we heard it already, you need to say something else. Everyone should say something that no one heard before. Patach chad minai, who opened one of them, ve'amar, and said, Hayman dechaza chelma. The man, the one that saw a dream, that had a dream, ולא ידע מי חזה, and he doesn't know what he saw. He cannot explain it to himself. לקום קמה כהנה, he should stand up in front of כהנים, בעידנה דפרסה ידיהו, in the time that they are stretching their hands, opening their hands in ברכת כהנים, to bless the people. And he should say that, Ribono shel olam, ani shelach, I'm yours, v'chalomotai shelach, and my dreams are yours. Chalom chalamti, a dream I dreamt, ve'eini yodea mahu, and I don't know what's his meaning. Ben shechalamti ani la'atzmi, even if I dreamt it to myself, uben shechalmu li chaverai, and or if my friends dreamt that dream and told me about it, uven shechalamti al acherim, and also if I dreamt on someone else, im tovim hem, if my dreams are good, chazkem ve'amtzem, make them stronger, that they're gonna happen, that they're gonna be kechalomotav shel Yosef, like the dreams of Yosef, ve'im tzrichim refuah, but if they need medicine, health, they're not good. Refaem keme mara al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. Heal them like that you healed the bitter water by Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu throw a stick, a cane, a piece of wood.
Right?
זרק חתיכת עץ, מה זרק? Chop of wood.
היבול שיש, לא?
I don't know, I'm asking you. אברהם, After tearing Yam Suf, they went 3 days in the desert. They couldn't find water. In the end, they came to a spring of water in bitterness. Ela, that said the water were bitter and couldn't drink them. This is why the place calls bitter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Moshe a wood, v'yashlech el ha'mayim v'imtiku, and he threw that wood to the water and it been
spilled. Yeah, it's the mouth. He threw a tree in
a palm tree. He threw a tree into the spring and it became to be
a palm tree.
Branch, it's written.
Branch?
Okay, Baruch Hashem. So, Uke Miriam Mitzarata, and please heal my dreams like you healed Miriam from her
Tzaraat.
Leprosy. Uke Chizkiyahu Mecholyo, and also like Chizkiyahu from his illness. Chizkiyahu, he was supposed to die, and in the end he been healed. Ukemei Yericho al yedei Elisha, and like the water of Yericho by Elisha. And the people of Yericho came to Elisha Navi, and they told him that the water of their city are bad, and because of that the land is killing people are dying. So Elisha throw salt from a small slochit bowl that he had, bowlit,
a bowl,
tiny one, slochit, kara, slochit,
dish,
and he made the water sweet.
Left
the water been healed.
Was it also Mara?
No, it's Yericho.
That was a toker.
They said that it was bad and people are dying because of that. They had polio in the water or something, polio germs. Stop it! Baruch Hashem. וכשם שהפתחת כללת בלעם הרשע לברכה, and like that you transfer the cursing of the wicked בלעם to a blessing, כן הפוך כל חלומותיי עליי לטובה. Please transfer all of my dreams that they gonna be good. ומסיים, and he is finishing his request, בהדה כהנה, together with the כהנים, in the same time that they're finishing the ברכה. Why? The ane tzibura amen. That the public gonna answer amen on their Birkat Kohanim and on his request.
When we say Kriya Shema Amita, we say the Brach Amapio, we say that Hashem is Kalamot Ra'im. Hashem, don't give me Kalamot Ra'im.
Yes.
But still, we still have. Even though we say this, we still have strange. We have,
Because we're not. We haven't a lot of things you can pray on that.
Explosions and strange.
Okay, because a lot of things that you're praying on them, you haven't received them yet. You don't have the merit, even though you mentioned Hashem, I want to be holy. All right. You say I'm prayed on it already. No, you need to pray on it until he's gonna give it to you. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to get to Eretz Israel, he had to pray 515 prayers. So, 516 prayers to enter. So, Rav Shalom said, the way that you're going to sleep, this is the way that you wake up. If you went to sleep like a lion, you're gonna wake up like a lion. If you went to sleep like a dog, you're gonna wake up like a dog.
This is the Rosh Hashanah that says, by an interpretation of dreams,
Somebody went to get a dreams interpreted and he gave money and he interpreted good. Somebody gave less money. Okay, I forget where it is. But the dreams don't really mean anything. It's the interpretation, it's the money, how you do it, what's going on. Don't be worried about bad dreams. They're not bad. Everything is beautiful.
So this was the opinion of one Tana. Ve'ilo, and if not, le'imahachi, and if you cannot say it with the Kohanim, you should say Adir b'marom, Shochen b'gvura, Ata shalom, b'shimcha shalom, Hashem, you're the greatest, you Shochen b'gvura. There is no explanation to those words. Hashem, your place is in heroic. Heroica, you live in Heroica. Shochen b'gvura, Ata shalom b'shimcha shalom. You are peace, and your name is peace. Yehi ratzon milfanecha shetasim alenu shalom. I wish that you gonna put on us peace. So actually, if he asked his request and haven't finished it before that the Kohanim finished, and he's got more time, so he's gonna add that request. And going to join the Kohanim after it. So this was the first Amora that we said that three Amoraim were sitting together. And let's read Rashi first because we don't want to.
Moshe Kama Marsha Shiur Be'erev Kenelo Shasha Do Esmes Lashemi Shiur Ma Be'erev.
So we'll not have a class in 12. No, this is, what is the answer? Oh, you ask if also in the morning and also in the evening. So you said in the evening there is.
Yeah.
Perfect. You remember we learned, we saw three Amoraim set together. They said every one of us going to say a chidush that the other two haven't heard. We read only the first one. Second one, Bezat Hashem.
First one is halacha.
Now he said halacha?
No, the first one says it's halacha. It's kachal, that's what you do.
All right.
It's in the siddur.
Wonderful. You have that nusach in the siddur. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great. Yeah. Wonderful. Let's read Rashi. Rashi. Sheva lo dechazi velo adam haichazi. He dreamt and he doesn't know what he saw in the dream. Adam tov marin lo chalom tov. A good man, they're showing to him a good dream. Ve'ad shelo yakitz mishtakeach mimeno. No. And when he woke up, he doesn't remember that. Kedei shelo yismach, that he will not going to be happy. Means that he will not going to lose the reward. Zakfa, this is it. No Rashi.
Even though David Melech, I'm sure David Melech, well, he didn't sleep so much. When he went to sleep, David Melech, I'm sure he said I'm afraid. He said Hashem.
Of course. So
he's still got four more Rashi.
David Melech had bad dreams.
We said that Gemara. Is it Gemara said?
Yeah. Where?